Macmillan Audio presents Saving Earth, Climate Change, and the Fight for Our Future. Written by Olubemi Sola Rude Perkovich. Read for you by Imani Jade Powers. Introduction. Nathaniel Rich. What follows is the story of our time. One of the most incredible things about it is that very few people know how it began, though you will soon, and nobody knows how it will end, though you, decades from now, might. The most surprising thing about it, however, is that you and I and everybody we know are its main characters. As you listen to this story, remember that you are also its hero. The story of climate change and our response to it is the story of modern civilization. Consider all the godlike powers we take for granted: refrigeration, indoor cooking, temperature control, modern medicine, motorcycles, cars, buses, helicopters, airplanes, spaceships, the internet, supermarkets and everything you find in them, laundry machines, dishwashers, light bulbs, garage doors, sneakers, books, plastic, TikTok. Nearly any technology that shapes our lives relies upon the consumption of massive quantities of energy. For nearly all of human history, most of that energy has come from burning fossils. Eons worth of dead things, dinosaurs, trilobites, plants, trees, moss, algae, decomposed, sunk into the earth, and were dug up and burned by enterprising human beings. Like something out of a zombie movie, however, the Earth's dead things are now seeking their revenge, overheating the planet and sowing chaos. Our greatest source of power has yielded the most vicious threat our civilization has faced. The story of climate change is also the story of human failure, of warnings ignored, of missed opportunities, and of malevolent actors, chief among them those who have profited from the extraction and manufacture of fossil fuels. As I write this introduction in 2022, we are only beginning to rid ourselves of the disinformation campaign that was codified at the highest levels of the oil and gas industry in the late 1980s, just as major global climate policy was being proposed and drafted by the United States and the world's other largest nations. The disinformation campaign persists, however, as does the political division it caused. We have been brought to this point by the nearsighted decisions of powerful people in positions of great responsibility. Anyone born in the 21st century will, at some point in their lives, come to realize that they have been dealt a bad hand. Those who are most responsible for getting us into this mess are the ones who will be least harmed by it. The most innocent, the youngest, will suffer the most. The perverse cruelty of climate change cuts along every social divide. It aggravates nearly every form of inequality in society. Those who face the sharpest discrimination, people of color, indigenous communities, the poor, the infirm, the undereducated, are most severely threatened. Those who want most badly to defeat the problem often have the least political power to do so. This grim history does not doom us to a grim future. A vast range of outcomes remains available, with an enormous gulf between best and worst-case scenarios. And more than 40 years after Rafe Pomerantz, James Hansen, and Al Gore first tried to force the United States government to act, a new generation has seized leadership of the fight, with sudden and dramatic consequences. In Saving Earth, Olubemi Sola Rude Perkovich explains how we got here, gives a vivid portrait of the critical moment in which we find ourselves, and introduces the young visionaries who have reshaped the public conversation in just a few years. The future, we know, will look nothing like the past. It will be warmer, yes, and the strains of climate change will harm us in ways both darkly predictable and unforeseen. But the struggle against the ravages of warming will also be
Sample complete. Ready to continue?